up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level and rugged places plain. It's hard to read these words without thinking of the New Testament. The passages in the New Testament that talk about the coming of John the Baptist and his preparing the way for the Lord, for Jesus. And that was his function. But there had been a prior preparing of the way for the Lord. And that's what is taking place here. There's a preparing of the way for God. And every impediment to God's coming is to be removed. The valleys are to be brought up. The heights are to be lowered so that everything is level and flat. And then God's going to show up, not in a way that will be hard to mistake, in a way that will be difficult to mistake, but and easy to mistake, but in a way that will be unmistakable. The glory of the Lord will be revealed. As Bob has a way of saying, the glory of the Lord means God unedited. It means seeing God as God is, in his absolute reality. God. Good. And everybody will see it. How do we know? Because the Lord says so. And because God's a wildflower, it'll be confusion. Call your voice, especially crying to the country where we and like. If we were to have been our like a May instead, and all the flowers of the field thing. Grass withers because there are winds fall from the east. The breath of the Lord are hot and will the people are grass and wild grass wither down in 20s fall. It's a picture of in the springtime perishable, and so the grass are rain and we are like that. We are perishable, no matter how long we live. Genesis gives the account of the creation of human beings, and God breathed his spirit into people, and people became living beings. It is that blows, the wind withers, and with the grass and flowers and the grass fall. The way of picking as not only people as perishable, liable, capable of delivering, incapable themselves. So it's the question, what lack go away. Their exile, who get deliver them from their enemies. And God is saying to them, I will. You can count on me. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Thank you. and shared with others so that they can hear it and know it too. So he wants it to go beyond Jerusalem to all the towns of Judah, saying that God has shown up. He's here. And the people are wondering, is he really able to how one to be? I mean, after by someone who loves our conquered us to be carried by their that their gods are more power a people God, carried and their God no way by their God know how much God's of goodness and is a sure a bunch of rhetories ones in his ot of Job and of the last part of Job where God says, okay, Job, you think you know something? You think you know so much? Step up. Let me ask you a few questions. Here goes. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Nobody but God. Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Nobody but God. Who has understood the mind of the Lord or instructed him as a counselor? Nobody. Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? That would be, the answer to that would be, nobody. Israel, the people of Israel were surrounded by people who were by peoplable gods, multiple gods. We too are increased too by people who were surrounded by gods or none of multiple gods. It can be easy and it can be easy where there are society where quote unquote God, quote unquote, to think, what's the difference? What's the difference? Always lead to God. Don't always, don't we, the same God? Worship the same. Through Isaiah, God emphatically answers no. There is no other God but me. Want to understand why? Let's do some comparing. Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the dust, though they were fine. Lebanon is not altar fires, nor sufficient for all for burnt offerings. Animals enough before him are as nothing. All the nations are regarded by him. They are and less than as worthless. Nothing. Amazing how it's amazing. Arrogant can become proud. They can how become how they can think, boy, we're powerful. Boy, we are wealth. Occupy of territory, whole bunches of. And Isaiah says, there's not a nation that can stand up to God. There's not a nation that's as big as God. Even if all of the nations were put together, they wouldn't amount to anything. It's where we get our phrase, a drop in the bucket, from. All of the nations are like a drop in the bucket. The people of Israel, another nations sacrificed animals in their worship. And what Isaiah is saying in verse 16 is that there aren't enough animals in Lebanon to satisfy God. Lebanon was known for its forests. This is a way of saying not all of the trees in the forests in Lebanon, and by extension, not all the trees in all the forests in all of the countries of the world are enough for God. God is bigger than that. So, to whom will you compare God? What image will you compare him to? As for an idol, a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. A man too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. He looks for a skilled craftsman to set up an idol that will not topple. In people's eyes, those idols may seem perfectly adequate. Now, we don't make idols like that today, but we have plenty of idols of our own, whether that be ourselves or our... the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings the starry host one by one and calls them each by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. The first 11 verses of this chapter make sure that does God to deliver us. None of them has drifted. Hasn't God given the us? As 12 through 12, that's who God is. Can deliver us. Problems that with trust question is bet. Not having a view of God. There isn't any like God. Go J.B. Phillips. There isn't any God. Paraphrase the God. Bob uses sometimes not a book, but the Lord. Too small. I think when I don't trust God, it's sometimes because my God is too small. Because I forget that he is the God of the universe. And that there is nothing that I can see that he hasn't made. And that there are lots of things that I can see that he has made too. I forget that he is greater than anyone or anything up against what I might. That he is greater than any, he is greater that I face, situation that I face. I get sometimes when I'm anxious. Or anxious, I'm like I'm on the ocean, out on the hurricane, middle of a hurricane. Have you ever seen boats of here with wave like here with them like this above them like sometimes in the situation like that that I'm in. I think that the wave and I think that thing there, biggest thing there, but it's not. But it's only the biggest thing I can see. There's something bigger than that wave that I can't see, and that's God. But in the terror of the moment, I focus on what's there rather than that I can see, rather than on what is also there, but that I can't see. I think we can easily make the same mistake. If we find ourselves having trouble trusting God, I think it's important for us to consider whether or not we have an adequate view of God. I'm going to stop there for tonight, and we'll pick up there next time. I know it's a little earlier than we usually stop, but I also know that some of you have been working hard all day and need to get to bed. So I'd rather stop there and let you get a good night's sleep than pushing on. And we'll pick it up there next time. Let's pray. God, we often sing here the song that says, "You have been so good to me." We did it tonight. And God, you have been good to us. Not because of anything that we've done, but because you are gracious and merciful, and because you love us. Thank you that you've demonstrated that so clearly in Jesus. Thank you that he came, even as John the Baptist announced he would. And thank you that we who were once walking dead people, people who were far off, people who were without you and without hope in the world, that we are people that you have drawn close, that we are people that you have said, "You are my people." We pray that you will help us to remember who you are, how great you are, how good you are, and that you will help us to grow in our trust in you, in your complete adequacy to face every situation that we confront. We pray, Lord, that you'll enlarge our vision of who you are and in you, confidence in you. And if we don't and you well know you, if we know your tenderness, we pray that we experience that to experience fully. Can know is so that we can